We are bringing back the Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia.
The greatest fans of the world have their Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Jeff McLean. I'm from Philadelphia. I work for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I'm the Eagles beat reporter and have been for the last 10 years.
Last 10 years, you've seen a few ups and downs. Any memories that stick out other than the Super Bowl, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, you got to start with the Super Bowl. This is a team that had never won that kind of championship. Yeah, they won the NFL championship three times before, but it had been 57 years since they won any title, and that fan base was certainly deserving of it. So it was hard not to remember all the amazing steps that the team had taken along the way. But there have been other high moments. I think in the 10 years that I covered the team, certainly one game I look back upon was against the Giants in 2010 at the Meadowlands. The Eagles came back from, I think, 21-point second half deficit, and DeSean Jackson won the game with a walk-off punt return for a touchdown. That always stands out. And then certainly a lot of low moments from that team. Certainly the last year of Andy Reid's tenure in 2012, that team, a lot of injuries, and it was tough to see Andy, who was a very good coach for the 13 previous years, to see him kind of go out that way. And then I guess I'd have to say also the same at the end of Chip Kelly's tenure. Chip had come into the NFL sort of deemed as an innovator, and you saw that in 2013 when the Eagles won 10-6 and made the playoffs, but things went downhill rapidly. And to see that was eye-opening. It gave you a little bit of an some insight into what it takes to win in the NFL.
When things aren't going so well, is it more difficult to cover the team?
That's a very good question. In some ways it does. In terms of access, players maybe aren't as willing to talk. The team isn't as willing to help you get players. But sometimes, winning does that as well. I mean, so many reporters around the team last year, so many national outlets came in and wanted to speak with the players, and it became tough to get that kind of access. Now, the Eagles are always a big deal in Philadelphia. The fan base demands it. I think we have more beat reporters covering the Eagles than any other NFL team in the country. But sometimes the stories get a little more interesting when things aren't going well as well.
Are there any players that stand out for you as the ones who you love speaking to?
The current crop, I would say.
The current crop and over the 10
years. Yeah, well, I guess the current crop, Malcolm Jenkins is certainly a guy that's kind of a go-to stall in the Eagles locker room at the NovaCare Complex. He's always willing to talk. He has insightful things to say about the game and stuff outside of the game. Chris Long is another one. He's been very, very forthcoming with the media in his 2 years in Philadelphia. Jason Kelsey, early in his tenure with the Eagles, maybe a little more than he is now. I think he's gotten to the point where he gets a little tired of it sometimes. Carson is a pretty good interview guy, but being the franchise quarterback, it's hard to get him sometimes. Over the years, there's a lot of guys I could really point to that stand out. Connor Barwin, before Malcolm Jenkins. Brian Dawkins, I got a little bit of taste of him at the end. Always spoke with such conviction. He was a pleasure to cover. LaShawn McCoy, I think at times, could be really entertaining, a real good quote. So there were a lot of guys. Really hard to kind of pin down a few more than those ones.
On the flip side, was there anyone who you didn't enjoy interviewing?
I don't want to throw any guys under the bus. Riley Cooper wasn't the greatest interview in the world. He had his own reasons for not really wanting to talk with the media at some point. But I think sometimes he took things too personal, didn't realize that we were just here to cover the game, cover his performance. Quite frankly, at a certain point, he wasn't performing at a high enough level, especially considering the contract that he had gotten.
Philadelphia is the most passionate sports city in the States. What's it like reporting for the team, and you've got to sort of relay that information to the fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. They're the ones who pay our salaries in some ways. I don't have this job without the fans, and we don't have this media corps without the fans. I mean, they demand a lot of content, and they demand intelligent content. And I think, again, like, we may have the most, but I think we also have the best. I think that if you really want to go and dig deep into any little aspect of the team, whether it be X's and O's, whether it be personalities, whether it be the news, you can find that from one of the beat reporters covering this team. We cover it with a wide variety of talent. And I'm not really even talking about myself. I'm talking about a lot of my colleagues who I really respect. So it really ups your game. It really forces you to be very good at the top of trying to be at the top of your profession. So for me, it's probably one of the best of all the professional sport teams in America. I mean, I guess I have to rank the Eagles right up there.
Are you an Eagles fan yourself?
I grew up in Philadelphia and was as a kid, but as a journalist, obviously no rooting interest in any team in the NFL. I had not, you know, at a certain point, I had not followed Eagles when I was a younger man anyway, and then when I got to speech, certainly, under no circumstances. I always tell people when they ask me about it, I root for myself. I root for the best story.
Have you got a message for the British fans over here who follow you on Twitter, and how can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter, Jeff_McLean. You probably fend from me on Facebook if you want as well, Jeff McLean. Those are probably two primary places where I kind of interact with fans and give information. But obviously go to philly.com, become a subscriber. You know, we have, not just me, we have three other beat reporters that cover the Eagles full-time. We have four columnists that are with the Eagles a lot. We have unbelievable photography, and it goes way beyond that. So certainly I would think that nobody else covers the team like Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, and Philly.com. So that's the best way to reach me. And what was the second part of your question?
A message for the fans.
Oh, message! Yeah, I mean, you know, I hope you get to enjoy the game this weekend. For many, your first chance to see them up close, and they're not playing particularly well at this point. But I think at some point they could get it together. The NFC East is still up for grabs. There's still a chance they can win the division. I don't know what the Super Bowl may be a stretch, but the good news is you have a great quarterback in Carson Wentz. He is the future, and this will certainly be a team, I think, over the next decade that will compete for other Super Bowls.
Perfect. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Okay, thanks a lot.
After a quick chat with Jeff McLean, I caught up with Zach Berman.
Yeah, Zach Berman, Philadelphia Inquirer. I cover the Eagles every day of the year, 365 days a year, and sometimes 24 hours a day.
How long have you been with the media for?
I've covered the Eagles, this is my seventh year. Before that, I covered the New York Giants. And I cover college sports at the Washington Post. So I've done this professionally for 10 years.
Okay. Have you got an NFL team as a fan?
No, this is my job. So my priority is my job.
Okay. And obviously, you're an American football fan, I take it, as a whole, as a sport. Okay.
Yeah, I'm watching football all the time.
What's the best part of your job?
The best part of my job? That's a good question. I'd say the best part of my job is really being the information provider, the storyteller for such a rabid fan base. And I don't take that lightly. I remember being a teenager in Philadelphia getting my information from the Inquirer and the Daily News, and now I'm the one giving that. And that means quite a bit to me. And it's, as you can see, it's a competitive beat, the Eagles. You know, there's two dozen beat reporters or so, and that competition is something I enjoy as well. And then also just a chance to be able to work around and write about football for a living.
What are the main differences between Philly and New York in terms of the media and the fan bases there? Yeah.
I'd say the biggest difference between Philly and New York is just there's more teams in New York. So, and that's not just American football, you know, with the Jets and the Giants. We have the Yankees and the Mets. You go on all the sports. So I guess the media is more fragmented, whereas in Philadelphia, when the Eagles are hot, there's one story. Actually, even when the Eagles aren't doing well, it's the biggest story. In New York, if the Jets are hot and the Giants aren't, or vice versa, then I would just say the media is more fragmented in that regard.
Jumping back to reports on the Eagles, is there a story that you're particularly proud of to have written or to have got the exclusive on?
That's a good question. Yeah, there are a few over the years, but I'll say I have a book coming out this week, October 30th, on the Super Bowl season. It's called Underdogs, the Philadelphia Eagles' Emotional Road the Super Bowl victory. And in that is kind of a compilation of 6 years covering the beat. So I've been to Yazoo City, Mississippi, where Fletcher Cox is from. I've been to Fargo, North Dakota, and Bismarck, North Dakota, where Carson Wentz went to college and where Carson grew up. I've been to Malcolm Jenkins' home at Piscataway, New Jersey. I've spent time with Jeffrey Lurie, with Howie Roseman, and I kind of put all these stories together into the story of the Eagles Super Bowl season. So I'd say that book I'm very proud of.
So is that going to be available in the UK for the UK fans to buy?
That's available for anyone. You go on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, wherever you get your books. It's available starting Tuesday, October 30th.
Fantastic. We'll get that date in the diary.
Please.
Who are the players that you like to speak to when you get access to the locker room? Who's the most important call?
That's a good question. And I like that expression, port of call, as well. I like that. Honestly, there are so many players, and I there's value in talking to all of them. If I need to single any of them out, I'd say Malcolm Jenkins. I always enjoy talking to Malcolm Jenkins because he's willing to be honest and candid. He's accessible. He understands the value of his platform, and he understands how much his words resonate in Philadelphia. So I'd say Malcolm Jenkins.
Thinking about press conferences, are there any questions that you've asked that you've regretted?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not that they're it's more you don't word them correctly. So I'm asking multiple questions at every press conference, whether it's Carson Wentz, Mike Rowe, the offensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator, obviously Doug Peterson, the head coach. So there's a lot of questions there. And there are times when you don't ask the question well and you don't get the answer that I don't want to say the answer that you're looking for, more the answer that's kind of best for the question, because on my end, I didn't ask it well enough.
Thinking about you and your role, you know, journalists now, they've got to be making the notes, they've got to be recording the video, they've got to be updating Twitter in real time for the fans. Talk to me a little bit about that process and your tips you've got for aspiring journalists out there.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say the delivery mechanism doesn't matter. The information, the stories, that's what matters. So don't get caught up in how you're telling the story in terms of, is it in the newspaper, is it online, is it in a podcast, is it on television, is it on an online video? What matters is the information you're getting and the story you're telling, and you need to stay true to that. So I would say in 2018, there's so many forms, there's so many methods to delivering information that pay attention to the content and not the delivery mechanism.
Fantastic. Finally, what message have you got for British fans over here who follow the Eagles?
Well, first off, I love the passion of it from overseas. Hope you're enjoying the information you're getting in the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philadelphia Yellow News. I guess from over here, it'd be philly.com. But I mean, this is a country that's always fascinated me because of, you know, Premier League soccer, I guess Premier League football, I should say, and the passion surrounding that. And I'm curious to see how American football can expand over here. So I've been hoping that this game would be on the Eagles schedule for the past few years. When it was finally scheduled, I was eager to come. So I can answer this question better for you probably Sunday night after I'm at the game. But I can just say that I'm really happy to be here and excited to see what it's like.
And how can people follow you online?
On Twitter, at ZBerm, so ZBERM, and then philly.com, and anywhere you're looking for Eagles information.
Brilliant. Zach, thank you so much for joining us on the British Eagles podcast.
Thank you.
Both Jeff and Zach were fantastic to speak to. If you want to keep up to date with everything that's going on Eagles-wise, I recommend following them on Twitter and following philly.com as well, with all the sports news that's going on there. As Zach Berman liked the phrase so much, port of call, I'll use it here. They should be one of your first ports of call for checking out what's going on with everything at the NovaCare Complex. And that does us for this episode of the British Eagles podcast.